With SRN News, I'm John Scott. After days of unrelenting downpours, swelling rivers to near record levels across the state of Kentucky, residents closely monitoring waterways for signs they're cresting or even receding in hopes that widespread cleanup can finally get underway. Other states also affected. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Residents in Tennessee wade through water with whatever they can carry from their homes, one of many locations in the South flooded from heavy rains and overflowing rivers. Dyersburg resident Kathy Ditto says she's hoping her home is safe.
I got two dogs and they're not leaving without them. I get real emotional. All this flooded water, starting all over. Think about starting all over.
I'm Julie Walker.
The 23 deaths reported since the storms began last Wednesday include 10 in Tennessee. Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump administration won a legal victory in its use of an 18th century wartime law to deport migrants. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A divided Supreme Court allowed the administration to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelan migrants, but said they must get a court hearing before they are taken from the United States. Justices said the Venezuelans must be given reasonable time to go to court, and the conservative majority ruled that legal challenges must take place in Texas instead of a Washington courtroom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks are rising worldwide as some relief flows through financial markets. President Trump talked about progress on a tariff deal with South Korea. And Tokyo led global markets higher after Japan appointed a trade negotiator for talks with the U.S. Wall Street has moved much higher. The Dow at one point up over 1,000 points. The blue chips now had 468 points. This is SRN News. Georgia has a new religious freedom law.
Modeled after the federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the legislation bars state and local governments from impeding someone's religious rights in most cases and stopping the enforcement of laws that conflict with an individual's religious expression. Greg Chaffin of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "This law provides a sensible balancing test for courts to use when reviewing government policies that infringe upon the religious freedom rights of Georgians." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A parade by Assyrian Christians in the Iraqi city of Doha was disrupted when an axe-wielding man attacked the procession. Wounded three people. Two suffered skull fractures. All were treated at hospitals. Witnesses say that attacker ran toward the crowd shouting Islamic slogans, including a vow that the Islamic State remains. This event held every year in April. This is SRN News. In health news, the days of having fluoride in your water may be numbered.
Kennedy cannot order communities to stop fluoridation, but he can tell the CDC to stop recommending it and work with the EPA to change the allowed amount. Last month, Utah became the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water, pushing past opposition from dentists and national health organizations who warned that the move could lead to medical problems that disproportionately affect low-income communities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The landmark $2.8 billion settlement that will reach every corner of college athletics in the months ahead had its final hearing. U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin has already granted preliminary approval of the settlement involving the NCAA and the nation's five largest conferences. The plan clears the way for every school to share up to $20.5 million each with its athletes annually. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.